Ever get an email that just throws you for a loop? Like completely throws off your whole day?
Oh yeah, tell me about it. My inbox is a war zone.
Right. But what if that email claimed to rewrite the very laws of physics? That's the kind of head scratcher we're dealing with today.
Oh, this is one of those deep dives. I like where this is going.
We're strapping in and going deep into the mind of one David Noel Lynch. He's on a quest, you see, through abstract art, near-death experiences, and a whole new kind of math.
And just to clarify, this isn't some secret society or hidden archive we're talking about. It's all right there in his emails.
Emails he sent to some pretty big names in science. Rupert Sheldrake, even Michio Kaku.
Yeah, these weren't your typical fan mail. Lynch wanted these heavy hitters to really grapple with his ideas.
And let me tell you, these emails are intense. We're talking equations, diagrams, claims that his art unlocks secrets of the universe. It's a lot to unpack.
So our mission today, is Lynch a misunderstood genius, or have we fallen down the rabbit hole with the internet theorists?
Exactly. We're carefully sifting through these emails to see what, if anything, holds water. And to really understand all this, we got to understand the guy behind it.
What's interesting is that Lynch's background is in computer science, AI. You'd think someone steeped in logic and algorithms would stick to the concrete, the provable.
Right, like ones and zeros. But not our guy. No, sir. This is where things take a turn.
Big time. Lynch describes a life-altering event back in 77, a near-death experience after a bad car accident.
Okay, now we're talking the near-death experience. That'll shake things up a bit.
To say the least, it completely changed how he saw the world, made him question everything.
And that's where the art comes in. He dives headfirst into abstract photography to make sense of it all.
It's like he's trying to explain a dream, those fleeting feelings, the bizarre images. Sometimes words just aren't enough.
So photography, especially abstract stuff, becomes his language.
Yeah.
His way to express the unexplainable.
And we're not talking about a few snapshots here. We're talking 2 terabytes worth of digital art. That's a whole lot of creative output.
2 terabytes?
Yeah.
What was he trying to capture? What was he seeing in his mind's eye that he felt so compelled to share?
And this is where it gets even more fascinating. It's not enough for Lynch to just express his experience through art. He wants to decode it, understand it, and that's how we get the Noel equation.
Hold on. We're going from near-death experiences to abstract art, and now to an equation. This is where my brain starts to melt a little.
It's not your typical equation with numbers and symbols. It's more like a diagram, a visual representation of how he sees the universe working.
Okay, so we're not talking about Emiensak here. This is something else entirely.
Right. And this is where his computer science background, especially AI, starts to bleed through.
So it's not your typical equation, more of a diagram. And this is where his computer science background, AI specifically, comes into play.
You got it. Lynch argues that the way we do math, with infinity just going on forever, it's flawed.
He's taking on infinity. That's a pretty big target.
Right. Even mathematicians have been wrestling with that one for centuries. But Lynch, he's coming from a computer science perspective. Computers, they can't handle true infinity. They need limits, boundaries.
Because they're working with finite data sets. It's all ones and zeros at the end of the day.
Exactly. So Lynch starts to think, what if the universe, at its core, it's got limits too?
Instead of endless infinity, it's bounded. Okay, I'm following, but my brain's starting to hurt a little.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even begin to define a bounded infinity?
That's where his new axiom comes in, the Lanoisier-Estrin. Remember, C is the speed of light.
Right, the ultimate speed limit. So is he saying infinity exists within the speed of light?
It's like he's saying infinity bounces back and forth within those boundaries, constantly shifting, oscillating, never truly endless.
So instead of a universe that just keeps expanding outward,
we're living in a giant echo chamber of energy and information, bouncing around within the limits of the speed of light.
Okay, now that is a trippy visual. But is there any evidence to back this up? Or is this more like philosophical thought experiment territory?
Well, that's where things get even more interesting. Remember all that abstract photography? Lynch claims it wasn't just about expressing what he'd seen, but about testing these ideas.
He's using art as a research tool. That's a pretty unique approach.
And through his art, he starts to see connections to another controversial theory. One that really grabbed his attention, Rupert Sheldrake's morphic resonance.
Ah, morphic resonance. That's the idea that there's like a memory field connecting all living things. Right,
you got it. Patterns, memories, even learned behaviors, they can be transmitted through this field. Sounds kind of out there, I know.
A little bit. But I get where he's going with this. So Lynch saw a link between this and his Noel equation.
He did. He believed that his idea of a bounded infinity, this echo chamber we talked about, it could actually be how morphic resonance works.
So instead of information just disappearing into an endless void, it's constantly interacting, influencing everything else within those boundaries.
Exactly. It's like the universe is this interconnected web. Every thought, every action, every experience leaves its mark.
We're all connected. Okay, we're deep in the weeds now, but this is getting really good. We've got this bounded infinity, essentially shaped by the speed of light. We've got morphic resonance weaving through it all. But where does consciousness fit in all of this? How does Lynch explain our individual experiences in this system?
So we're trying to figure out where consciousness fits into this whole thing, right? With the bounded infinity and the morphic resonance field. Right. And this is where Lynch gets really out there. He introduces this idea of Noelian solitons.
Noelian solitons. Okay, you got to break that down for me.
Imagine these like tiny droplets of awareness, little packets of consciousness, right? Yeah. Existing within this bounded universe.
So each soliton is like an individual consciousness.
Exactly. And Lynch believed they're all shaped by the morphic field, carrying these echoes of past experiences. They contribute to how consciousness evolves.
It's like we're all these individual waves in a vast ocean of like interconnected consciousness. We're shaped by the past and influencing the future at the same time. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is. But even if his specific ideas are a little out there, Lynch is grappling with some pretty big questions. The nature of consciousness, the role of information in the universe, the fabric of reality. Stuff science is still trying to figure out.
He's offering a new perspective, even if it's not crystal clear yet.
Exactly. And remember how those emails had this sense of urgency, like he needed to share his ideas with the world.
Yeah, it was like he was driven by something bigger than himself.
Well, that urgency came from a deeply personal place for Lynch.
His near-death experience, he felt like it was more than just a random event.
He was convinced it was a message, a divine message, and that he was chosen to share this knowledge.
Wow. So it wasn't just an intellectual pursuit for him, it was a calling.
He even pointed to the Noel equation itself. He designed it based on the letters I am, saw it as proof of this divine connection.
That's a whole other level of conviction, to believe your ideas were given to you by a higher power.
It really is. But it highlights how much our personal beliefs can shape our pursuit of knowledge, our desire to understand the universe and our place in it. It's what drives us to explore, even when things get a little strange.
So after diving into all of this, the emails, the near-death experiences, the art, this new kind of math, even a touch of the divine, what's the core message here? What was David Noel Lynch trying to tell us with his Noel theory?
At its core, it's about the power of human curiosity, this drive to find meaning in a universe that can feel vast and unknowable.
It's about asking those big questions and being open to unexpected answers.
Exactly. Lynch's work reminds us to question our assumptions, to embrace new possibilities, and to never stop searching for answers, even in the strangest places.
It's a call to embrace the unknown, to look at the universe with a sense of wonder, and keep asking, what if? Even if those what ifs sound a little out there. So, to our listeners, we leave you with this. If you could ask David Noel Lynch one question about his theory, what would it be? Keep exploring those big questions and join us next time as we continue to dive deep into the mysteries of the universe.